State Department of Health Services yesterday reported the fewest test results to come back in over a week, even as the state has received more test kits and supplies and communities have expanded coronavirus testing. Joining us on the final segment of the show, Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Greg.
All right, you spoke last night at the county board meeting. What was kind of the focus of what you had to tell board supervisors?
Yeah, so I haven't talked to them in probably about a month, so I thought it was important just to kind of recap where we're at as far as number of cases in Fond du Lac County, as well as, you know, the reopening of our businesses in this community and reasons behind why I chose not to put any orders out or restrictions per se and recommend, and then instead having our businesses follow recommendations based on Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. So just kind of talking through, you know, what that all entailed.
All right. Where are we at in terms of cases today?
So we got an additional one case this morning. I believe we had two cases yesterday and zero the day before. And then, you know, it was the large number of 18 over the weekend. Again, that would be Friday at 2 p.m. all the way to Monday at 8 a.m.
All right.
So just kind of, you know, working through what that all looks like, really paying close attention to, you know, any of our new positives that come in, where are they potentially linked to, and, you know, how did they potentially contract the virus, and more importantly, who have they all been in contact with during their infectious period?
What do you make of the fact that the fewest number of test results to come back in over a week statewide?
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping that we can continue to increase the number of testing that we do as Wisconsin overall. I'm hoping that the community isn't looking at coronavirus as it's going away because Wisconsin no longer has, you know, rules or, you know, restrictions specifically to, you know, our business community that was prior closed. You know, we know that this virus is very virulent. If you are in contact with somebody too close, you know, it's most likely that you're going to pick up that virus. So more than ever now, especially with businesses that are beginning to open up, we need to do our part as community members to ensure that we're protecting ourselves, and more importantly, whoever's around us. So we need to ensure that we're practicing our good pieces that we're always preaching pertaining to social distancing, you know, washing our hands. And then with those two combined, also wearing that face covering. And again, the face covering is really a protection for people around you because that virus is sometimes most infectious 2 days prior to somebody showing symptoms. You could look well and healthy, but you may not be. And that may be at the same time point that you're most likely to spread it from person to person.
The Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor was on this program about a half hour ago. Two things that he said. One, he does not anticipate another statewide lockdown this year. He said if that were to happen, that means we've gone in a really wrong direction. He doesn't anticipate that. But number two, he doesn't anticipate it being safe this year for any type of mass gatherings.
You know, I would have to agree with him. I mean, when you think about a mass gathering, who does that all entail? And what people are coming to this mass gathering and where are they coming from? And again, with, you know, not knowing where people are coming from and who they've been around and the person themselves not even aware that if they're infected, you know, 2 days prior to showing symptoms, you know, that makes it really difficult. Mass gatherings is really, when I think about it, it's scary because if you've been at a mass gathering, most likely you don't know everybody there. So when you think about the contact tracing that we need to do, that very most important piece to ensure that we're, you know, taking that virus and, you know, protecting it from spreading. It's really hard to do that when somebody who's positive was at a mass gathering and they can't tell us everybody that they were in contact with because they don't know who they are. You know, so, you know, that when you begin to open up suck as mass gatherings, it makes it very difficult from my perspective to contain the virus if there was spreading within, you know, a mass gathering. So avoiding those, you know, I think is going to be key over the next year, you know, before we have that vaccine available that can ultimately provide us additional protection. Physical distancing at a mass gathering, I mean, think about it. It doesn't seem possible, probably because it isn't possible.
Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.